Good morning, everyone. We are back learning Shaar Metzvilah. We are going to start today on the page Nun Ches, on the second paragraph. We're talking about Shira. We're talking about the need to sing and to praise and to thank Hashem for all of the good. And Rav Pinkus points out, with Medrash Pirkei Shira Mavur, it's clear, it's explained, in the Medrash, the Shira Miuchedes Yesh L'Kol Bria Kafi Mitzi Usa. Every person, or not every person, every Bria, every creation has its own song, has its own Shira. It's talking about Parak Shira, the Shira of the animals, but every Bria, every creation has its own Shira. U'kumo Shein Bria Mi Bria Solam Dome L'Chavrta B'tchuno Sa'a Tzurasa V'tiva. Just like every creation, every species, every animal, no one has the same tendencies, the same look, the same nature. Go to the zoo, you see it happens to be unbelievable. It's a big chizuk for Amunah. There's no two creatures that are the same. Kain eno doma shiras kobriya l'chavrta. So too, the shira of each creature is not comparable. Shashira hi shoresh chiyusa mitziyusa. Shira is our root, our essence, our very life. Based on the difference in the teva of that creature is the difference in its song. So too, the shira of man is different. My shira is different than your shira. The shira stam adam, the shira sat tzaddik v'atam l'chacham. The shira of a regular person is different of the shira of a tzaddik and different of the shira of atam l'chacham. Kevan sheshiras kol bria yikifi mitziusa v'sharsha. Since the song of every creature is based on its essence and its root, v'meila l'chol echad shirasa miyuchedes lo. Therefore, every person has their own song. The shira sat tzaddikim v'tamini chachamim. The shira of the tzaddik, the talmud chacham, since their essence is elevated, they receive more good from Hashem. Al korchach gam shirasam gedola v'nifla yoser. So too, their song is greater and more wonders. And therefore, says Rav Pinkus, v'lachein haisa hanhagasam shal chasidim atzadikim asher me'olam. You find that the greater the tzaddik is, and we're not going to have time today, he talks about David HaMelech, who's osek the whole night, the Gemara says, b'shiros v'shishbachos. He wrote Sefer Tehillim, which is full of shiros v'shishbachos. Each person has their own song. And that's the challenge for us, is what's our song? What's our shira? You know, tefillah, we have a set text of modim. We have a set text of the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei. We saw in the Gemara Shir this past week that a person could be mosif, a person could add to the brachos, could add their own personal request. But this shira is not just the Shmon Esrei. It's how we engage in song. That doesn't mean singing a song. How we engage, you don't have to have a good voice or be musically inclined, how we relate to all the tov of Hashem. Can we mishabeach and mifayer and sing and engage in rina? And I believe if a person does, it spills over into the rest of their life. It can't be that a person is praising Hashem all the time and singing to Hashem and developing that song and then walking around depressed or angry or bitter or complaining. There are people who sing all the time, the people who complain all the time. You go to a wedding and you come back, and what's the first question they ask? How's the traffic? Okay, that's the next one. How's the traffic? How's food? Oh, the music was so loud. I waited 20 minutes for Valley Park and I need to come up there. They have to make a wedding in the sands. If anyone made a wedding there, I bought. They have a chutzpah. They didn't think about my schedule. I have to go on a Thursday night and they plan. And it's just complaint after complaint after complaint. As opposed to, can you put another chassan and kala, another Jewish couple? Can you believe they put out all that food just for us? Not just a main dish, but four courses and a smorgasbord. And they hired a band. And But we're in the habit of complaining. When a person engages in Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, it spills over into the rest of our lives. Let's finish the paragraph. Skip down a few lines. V'ein ribui zeh rak ba'omek v'eichlus ha'shira. This is not just in terms of the depth and the quality of the shira. Elegam b'mispar ha'shiros v'ashishpachos. This is also true quantitatively. Shal korkach mukhrachu gam l'kamos gedola yosef shal shiros. The greater we are, and we're all great, should warrant a higher quantity of song. The omek dome la'anak. You have a giant. They have to eat a lot more. An offensive lineman in the NFL weighs 320 pounds, is 6'4". He needs to eat a lot more. He needs to eat a lot more calorie intake than what I'm going to eat for breakfast today. He needs more food. Since this is what nourishes us, and feeds us, k'chol shadam gadol yosher, the greater a person is, and everyone in this room is a gadol, kein tzarechu laharich yosher b'shishpachos Hashem, k'dei lahachios nafsho, lios davak belokim, to create the dveikus, that's our nourishment, that's our calorie intake. You can't take a huge offensive lineman and tell him to have a yogurt and a banana. It's not going to work. So too, we have that great erech, and we're looking for that great dveikus. We have to fill ourselves up with those shiros, vishrish, bachos. Have a wonderful